Are you a mum looking for some parenting inspiration, tips and advice, stories on the ups and downs we face in our lives as parents, some humour and a little bit of fun? Then you may have just found what you're looking for. Hi and welcome to the Parenting in the Thick of It show. I'm your host Louise Clark, a certified parent coach known to many as your parenting partner. As a mum to three teenagers, you can bet I've probably been there, done that, and heard it all. Trust me, there'll be few things that I haven't experienced firsthand. I created this podcast because I just love to help mums like you find ways to navigate life in the thick of it and find a way out of it. Hi, and welcome to episode 140. Today I'm going to do something completely different. I saw the words or lyrics from a song posted in a Facebook post recently, and it caught my eye. The title caught my eye because it's called Silent Scream. And I thought, you know, I'm going to share this on my podcast because it is a really powerful message for us as parents. It's a sad message. It's a troubling message. And I think it certainly evokes in me a sense of despair that there are too many kids in life today feeling this way that the author Anna Blue explains in this beautifully written song called Silent Scream. So I'm going to read it to you and then I'm going to chat a bit about it. Silent Scream by Anna Blue. I'm caught up in your expectations. You try to make me live your dream, but I'm causing you so much frustration, and you only want the best for me. You're wanting me to show more interest, to always keep a big bright smile, be that pinky little perfect princess, but I'm not that type of child. And the storm is rising inside of me. Don't you feel that our worlds collide? It's getting harder to breathe. It hurts deep inside. Just let me be who I am. It's what you really need to understand, and I hope so hard for the pain to go away. And it's torturing me, but I can't break free. So I cry and cry, but just won't get it out, the silent scream. Tell me why you're putting pressure on me, and every day you cause me harm. That's the reason why I feel so lonely, even though you hold me in your arms. Wanna put me in a box of glitter? But I'm just trying to get right out. And now you're feeling so, so bitter because I've let you down. And the storm is rising inside of me. Don't you feel that our worlds collide? It's getting harder to breathe. It hurts deep inside. Just let me be who I am. It's what you really need to understand. And I hope so hard for the pain to go away. And it's torturing me, but I can't break free. So I cry and cry, but just won't get it out. The silent scream. Can't you see how I cry for help? Because you should love me for being myself. I'll drown in an ocean of pain and emotion if you don't save me right away. Just let me be who I am. It's what you really need to understand. And I hope so hard for the pain to go away. And it's torturing me, but I can't break free. So I cry and cry, but just won't get it out. The silent scream, my silent scream. I looked the author up, and she's a German girl. She's 20 years old. She speaks German as her first language. She speaks English and a bit of French. And I would love to discuss this with her and what drove her to the words that she wrote in this song. And I do think it's very indicative of how many kids feel today. And no parent intentionally wants to make their child feel this way. But I think unintentionally and with the best of intentions, we can make our children feel this way because of the pressure that's put upon us as parents in society today. Cultural conditioning and inherited scripts that have been passed down to us from generations past kind of prescribe the way. And it's hard for parents today to not see that what they did is what their child should do, what they are and what they were. If they trained to be a doctor, say for example, or a plumber, there's something in a lot of men that want their boys to be just like they are. Maybe their child doesn't want to be the doctor or the plumber. And I talk a lot about Dr. Shefali Sabari, who's my parenting guru and Oprah's favourite parenting expert. And she is really beginning to shift the parenting paradigm into one that I think is so, so essential for the foundation for all parenting today. And I've got four quotes that I've gathered here from her in this theme of the fact that we expect so much from our children and inadvertently put so much pressure on them and want them to be just like we were. So the first quote is, free your children of the burden of living out your dreams. Your kids have their own dreams. My kids have their own dreams. As much as I would love for them to do, there's part of me that would love for them to do what I dream for them. But who am I to say how they should, you know, how their life should pan out and what path they need to take? I can guide them and support them. But for me, I don't see it as being my call. But I think many parents inadvertently put their path on their child, or they force their child down their path. Quote, your children are here to discover who they truly are and not who you wish them to be. And this girl, Anna Blue, referred to that in this poem, that her parents wanted her to be this pinky little perfect princess, but she wasn't the perfect pinky princess. She was her, and she recognized she was being forced to be someone she didn't want to be. And how easy is it for us to put these sorts of pressures on our kids? Quote, when you parent, it's crucial to realize that you aren't raising a mini-me, but a spirit throbbing with its own signature. How powerful is that quote? I love it. I refer to that a lot. Every child is his or her own spirit throbbing with their own signature. For me as a parent is to allow that signature to come out into the world, to allow it to be exactly how they want to write it. It's theirs to write and mine to help them achieve. Quote, it's crucial you parent your child in front of you and not the child you fantasized having. Again, referring back to this poem, the parents wanted her to be this perfect little princess. They fantasized over that. They were putting pressure on her. And then when she felt that she wasn't the perfect princess, she felt that she wasn't enough, that she was letting them down, that they were embarrassed of her and ashamed to have her. And I went into the YouTube, her YouTube channel, which she has. She has over 500,000 subscribers, this girl. There's a lot of kids that are being influenced by her and really hear her message. And I scrolled through some of the comments underneath the song, and they wanted to just make me weep because way too many kids are relating to her words and they just don't know what to do because their parents don't recognize them for who they are. So what can we do to help ourselves see the child in front of us, to see them for their uniqueness? Because when we do, we instill in them a belief in themselves, a worth in themselves. They feel like they belong. They feel like they're enough because we believe in them. They believe in themselves. If they see us trying to coerce them into doing things they don't want to do, they feel, well, that's not me. Why would I do that? But you're forcing me to do it and you might punish me if I don't. So I guess I'll just have to be that person. And then they don't feel like they're worthy because they're living up to a fake identity. They don't feel real. So it's a really, really crucial piece to our parenting to be able to see our children for who they truly are, that they are these spirits throbbing with their own signatures. They are to live their life, the life they want, to be who they want to be, and have us lead, guide, and support them along the way. Thanks so much for listening. That's it for today's episode on the Parenting in the Thick of It show. If you enjoyed the show, please do share it with your friends and family. And remember, if you find yourself stuck in the thick of it and can't see a way out of it, please send me an email. I would love to help you. My email is louise@yourparentingpartner.com. And don't forget to take a look at the Parenting in the Thick of It family organizer that I created. It's an evergreen family calendar guaranteeing 12 months of use from whenever you start. It also includes beautifully illustrated, informative, and interactive monthly parenting theme pages to guide you through the year. It's the perfect organizer for busy families to keep track of all their activities, plus help parents be the best parent they can be. It's more than just a calendar. You can find the link for this and the other social media platforms that I am on below the description in this episode. Thank you so much for listening today, and I look forward to being with you all soon. Bye for now.